Eat up.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
On a recent afternoon at the Glory Hole, Juno's emergency homeless shelter and soup kitchen, the main course for lunch is white rice, salmon, and corn. But for Thanksgiving, you'll find most patrons at the hangar on the wharf for the Salvation Army's community celebration. Salvation Army Lieutenant Dana Walters says there will be turkey, pie, and other holiday staples.
Sometimes you go to a free meal and it kind of tastes like a free meal. This is top-notch. Everything is freshly made. It's just an incredible meal.
The event will go from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on November 27th. Other charities will offer Thanksgiving packages for clients to take home. Families sign up for the boxes with the Glory Hole and then pick up their orders at the Salvation Army. This year, their list is already growing. Maria Lovishuk is the Glory Hole manager. For Thanksgiving boxes, she says the nonprofit needs turkeys.
Things show up kind of at the last minute, so we always feel like we're going to fall short. And then last year, things did not show up until like the day of distribution. So it would just be really, really helpful to get things a little bit farther in advance this year.
St. Vincent de Paul is a shelter in the Valley that also organizes Thanksgiving packages. There are three volunteers on St. Vincent's holiday team.
We have been together almost 12 years. We started out when St. Vincent only gave out 25 baskets.
That was volunteer Rena Sims, who says the charity now gives baskets to over 600 families. Louise Wertheimer is another volunteer. She credits the community and the participation of young people for their success.
With all of these kids that come in, we're more or less able to direct, more so than having to do the physical work like we've done in the past.
And Paula Sumdum says the volunteers get a lot from their involvement.
I've seen some really tough kids have tears in their eyes as they help out to the car with turkeys.
Darren Adams is the Southeast Alaska Food Bank manager. The organization receives most of its donations from supermarkets' unused stock and provides small nonprofits around Juneau with Thanksgiving products. Adams says they got about 200 turkeys last year, most of which arrived at the last minute.
It's kind of nice to be able to go from having no turkeys one day to having four or five freezers full the next. And I'm very thankful for any donations, regardless of when they come in.
To find out who needs turkeys and other donations, look for this story on KTOO.org. In Juneau, I'm Kayla DeRoche.